Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The John and Gordy Show.
I don't want to see Governor Evers go. Dan Schaefer is saying, no.
Yeah,
you know, he's great, but he's too old.
Mm.
My ass, he's too old.
Well, he's your age.
Stop it.
Yes,
he's my age. So I
think that has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. I feel insulted, Dan. Okay, that was a hidden reason why I didn't want to tell anybody, but thank you, Gordy, for telling everybody my secret.
Well, weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the 3rd on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Reese Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, Wendy, a long weekend. I need a vacation from vacation.
Yeah, you know, it was a long weekend. We did celebrate the 4th of July, but honestly, I wasn't feeling very patriotic. Patriotic the whole weekend, but I was celebrating us and our family being together and that, you know, we're all healthy, we're all safe, you know, everybody's doing well. So, you know, just kind of hoping, you know, wishing that everybody is doing well, who we love and who we care for, our friends and family. So that's kind of what I was celebrating anyway. I wasn't celebrating Independence Day because I really feel like we're losing our independence.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know, our friends from Tawahi Foundation put up Celebrating Indigenous Resiliency since 1491. I can really buy into that. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. I was really into July 4th when I was young because I was in parades and marching and playing my bugle and doing all those things. But things really change, and it's sad but true.
Yeah. What about that 4th of July parade? I can't remember what state it was. Was it Missouri?
No, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I know what you're going to talk
Nebraska.
About.
Nebraska, yes. I was really – it was all over the internet.
Yeah.
It was Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yes, they had the – if anybody has watched The Handmaid's Tale on – I think it's on Netflix – the women in their white robes with their white hats and a whole bunch of them. It was really unbelievable to see that. And really, it's sad that, you know, that has to be part of our parade in this day and age. But
yeah,
it really does, since we are losing our liberties and our freedoms and certain people who are marginalized, like Native American people, LGBTQ people, people who are not white, people with brown skin. It's a little scary out there for me.
It's really
to tell
scary.
You the truth. Yeah.
That's a good point. Hey, over the weekend or 2 days ago, reported by many outlets, but I'm going to quote from Lakota Law on Instagram. Earlier today, which was yesterday, conservative media pundit Ann Coulter posted, "We didn't kill enough Indians," and she posted that on X. The comment was a response to the University of Minnesota professor Melanie Yazzie's comment of decolonizing and how it may help save the planet. Well, Wendy, we talk about that every day here.
Yeah, exactly. That's really, I have to say, it's really kind of nervy of her to say that out loud, you know. But well, that's what people do now.
Well, exactly. And it's crazy. One of the chiefs of the Cherokee Nation mm-hmm. said Coulter's statement on its face is a despicable rhetorical shot trained on First Peoples of this continent designed to dehumanize and diminish us mm-hmm. and our ancestors and put us at the risk of further injury.
Yeah.
It's what's being set out there now. It's mm-hmm. definitely a thing. It's, you know, during the Orange One's first round, it was like, I talk about this all the time, but it was like, let's make racists afraid again. Mm-hmm. But that isn't what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite. We see that where they're putting up that penitentiary in Florida mm-hmm. called
Alligator
Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And it's right in between two tribes, the land right down there. There's no plumbing where they're building this. And they're spending all this money, Wendy, that that could be spent on all these cuts that they've made, like in healthcare. It's amazing.
Or children's school lunches.
Right.
Yeah. So they're making fun of. So let the gators eat the people who are in these places. They'll be trapped there with no air conditioning, and they'll be kept like animals and deplorable conditions, and it's floods there. It's where hurricanes happen. I could just imagine a natural disaster, a hurricane coming through there, the place flooding, and them not evacuating people.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that happening. Like, they are so. It is just so, I can't even put it into words.
Well, it's amazing.
It's inhumane. Inhumane.
Well, and again, we should talk a little bit more, and we'll have Dr. Stately on too.
Yeah.
But one of the things, 813 billionaires would like to thank the 340 million Americans for picking up their tab.
Yeah.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. That was posted by People's Unity Project. And, I love how the whole world is calling the United States a fascist mm-hmm. Fascist party.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, too, we heard this weekend, which would be great, as now the Democrats are talking about Project 2026,
mm-hmm.
and they need to do something. We elected them, and we're seeing like things aren't happening, mm-hmm. and hopefully they are in the background, but right now we're not counting on that.
No, I know. We can't. We just have to keep saying what we want to say. Hopefully people will keep listening. Hopefully people who are on the fence about how they feel will come over on our side. But, you sent me that thing about the psychologist
mm-hmm.
who was really looking at the psychology of supporters of this administration
mm-hmm.
and how embedded it is for them to continue to believe, even though they may not, because they would be shamed, right? They would lose face. And they have to keep believing all this AI-generated false rhetoric that they see on social media that's fake. And they really do believe it. I know a couple of people personally who post these artificial intelligence images, absolutely fake news. They don't even, bother to check it. They believe it, and on their Facebook posts and on their social media posts, they'll put, this is the truth. Yeah. And they really, they truly, truly believe it.
Yeah.
It's a cult. It's brainwashing. It's just really scary for me anyway. Yeah. It's really weighing on my soul.
Well, that big beautiful crappy bill is spread out for a few years too, so people don't feel the pain right away.
Yeah,
I like the Republicans are being referred to as American Fascist Party by the media abroad. And I guess we'll be calling them that as well from now on.
Well, you know, I heard Amy Klobuchar on the radio saying that, you know, this big, beautiful bill with all these Medicaid cuts and school lunch cuts and all these cuts, it's not going to happen until after the primary, November 2026, so that people don't remember. People have short memories.
Definitely.
You know, short memories. And when November 2026 comes along and we have 33 Senate seats and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for election, people are going to forget. And we have to keep the remembering. We have to keep helping them remember what is going to happen to them.
Hey, Native Roots Radio, we'll be right back. Wendy and I, along with Dr. Stately.
Stay with us.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The easy all-in-one plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs, and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NACD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NACD.org.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great way for you to purchase your next vehicle. It's the Toyota Smart Path. You can shop at the dealership or on your couch. Shop smarter by saving time, and remember, they'll have the best prices and no surprises. You can browse the available vehicles, use the Smart Path payment estimator to customize your own payments, apply for financing, and then finalize your purchase. Smart Path is the smartest path to your new vehicle. Check it out online at RudyLutherToyota.com or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minneapolis, what am I want to say, the Native American Community Development Institute, or use the acronym NACDI in Minneapolis. I'm a little rusty this morning.
Yeah. Woo! It's not this morning, Wendy.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, welcome.
I just woke up from a nap.
It's like this morning, though. Oh, hey, we have our friend Dr. Stately with us. I really appreciate you stopping by. A lot going on. Good to see you as always.
You as well. How are you? It's good to see you, Wendy. I haven't seen you in a really long time.
Yeah, good to see you too, Dr. Stately.
Yeah, we were just talking about Ann Coulter and her saying that we should have killed off more Indians, and we had a whole segment that we just talked a little bit about that. Do you have any thoughts on this Fox News person?
Well, you know, I don't know. If Ann Coulter had some wagons, I might have some suggestions.
Oh, yes. That's the old, I think we were trying to start a business called Wagon Burners, but I was told to settle down a little bit. Oh,
this is not the time to settle down.
That's true.
The time to gear up.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Staten, you go ahead.
I don't know. I don't. Well, I mean, I don't know. I probably shouldn't say anything because I don't have anything kind to say. So.
Yeah. There you go. Taking the high road. Really appreciate that. But it's not good radio.
Well, I mean, I think she lacks intelligence. Right. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't just lack actual intelligence, like the intellectual sort of like meaning like, you know, all pistons firing. She lacks emotional intelligence, which is, you know, evident in practically all of her interviews. Mm-hmm. But I also think the other piece to that is that, yeah. She's racist, so I don't know what else to say about that. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, she, every time she opens her mouth, she indicts herself. So I think, you know, that's just my thoughts on it. I really actually didn't have a lot to say about her that's kind. So I just don't want to.
Yeah. That's good. You have a lot more class than I do. That's for sure.
Yeah. Like mom used to say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it. That's what my mother used to say. I'm kind of done with that. Kind of done with that, but go ahead.
I didn't see her rant or whatever it was on, and you know, like I put her and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those other people, I put them all into the same category of like, you know, women who yell a lot and pound their fists and scream and draw attention to themselves, but don't really have a tremendous amount of intellectual or logical sort of like argument behind their, there's no foundation behind what they're doing, right? They're like what the president is. Well, I mean, you know, and arguably the president could be considered like, you know, unintelligent or really, really sneaky. You know, or he's intelligent and he's evil. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can describe it. But the thing is that those two women and other women who I could also name, like Carrie Lake and a few other people, they don't have a lot of like foundation to lay their claims on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They whip up and they make things really dramatic. It's like theater. It's just, you know. Yeah. Like it's not even politics, it's theater.
Right. So, well, and like, too, the other party, the Republican Party, I should just say, really has no solutions. They just attack people. You know, it's like, not how are we going to solve the border crisis? We're just going to attack the legal aliens. You know, that's their MO.
Yeah. And at the same time, they're going to let in all these really poorly treated Afrikaners.
Yeah.
who are also they're immigrants of sorts, I suppose, but you know, they're also very wealthy white people from South America.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
South Africa. So I think just the thing is like there's like no logic to their thought process. Right. And you know, it's so funny that they're like, you know, they're screaming out one side of their mouth about, you know, racism and pushing back on DEI and racism, right, at the same time acting racist, making racist decisions and behaving racist. And it's like, wait, your argument would stand stronger if you actually were behaving like a human being.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hard one. You know, they made criminalized DEI, which stands for diversity, equity,
and inclusiveness.
What the heck is wrong with that? It's a bad word.
Yeah, and you know, there was a day and time not so long ago when equity and inclusion would have included white women of those people, of those caliber, that community. You know, they haven't had their rights all that long either.
No, exactly. And the way this bill's been pushed out, you know, we maybe next segment we can talk a little bit how it's going to affect Native American Community Clinic, because the health care is going to be a rough thing here. And thank goodness we have Native American Community Clinic for our community.
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of feelings about that big, beautiful bill, and where I'd like to put that bill. But, you know, here's the thing. So it is going to make our work and so many other people who do healthcare and education and a number of other really critical things within our community, it's going to make our work really, really hard. It's going to make it very challenging. It's going to be daunting and soul sucking in a lot of ways. But here's the thing that I know to be true, that is even truer than and more long lasting and enduring than Trump's tax cut, so to speak. Yeah. And what I will mean when I say that is like, you know, like Indigenous people, we've been through really hard times. We know how to get through hard times. And we're strong. We have tremendous resilience, strength, and endurance. We're perseverers, right? So we'll get through it. It's not that we won't get through it. It will be hard. It will be very, very hard. Think about all so many of the things that our ancestors had to go through. Yeah. So I don't spend a lot of time worrying about like, are we going to get through this? I'm focused on like, well, how do I navigate this space, and how do I, you know, build coalitions and collaborations with people and other people doing similar work to sort of kind of get through this difficult and dark patch we're going to go through, and do as much as I possibly can to make sure that people are still going to be able to get the things that they need so that they can live healthier and more stable lives. And, you know, that's my job. And so I think about that a lot. And I talk a lot with my staff about it. And we're all, of course, focused on that. And I think the thing is that, you know, we'll outlive this. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact, well, you know, creator willing, I will outlive that orange creature, and I'll see his thing come crashing down around him at some point in time. In the meantime, I'm focused on the here and now and what's happening right now and what we need to do to make sure that people are okay now.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because sometimes for me it gets kind of dark, and I get into that place where it's hard for me to see it on the other side. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel's a oncoming train instead of something positive. So I appreciate you speaking in such a good way about, you know, what we have to do and how we have to stay positive. So, hey, you know, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And again, I think what's going to be fun in the next segment, Wendy, is that you always say, well, ask Dr. Stately what he wants to talk about. So we're gonna definitely do that on the next segment. We're here with Dr. Stately, Native American Community Clinic CEO and president, and Wendy later on with our sacred animal portion.
Stay with us.
Ho-wa.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up, and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we really appreciate their work and the work they've done for years and years. And I believe they were in the Pride Parade. Yeah, that was awesome.
Great.
That group. And we know all those guys. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic and president of Native American Community Clinic also. And, you know, I think it's fun that we are taking the high road. So, again, Wendy told me during the break, ask Dr. Stately what he wants to talk about. And so I just say, take it away, Dr. Stately.
And I said, how nice of him to take the high road. I want to just throw a flamethrower.
Yeah. Wendy wants to burn bridges with a flamethrower, and I support that. Ho-wa.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't want to do it as well. I was thinking about, like, did we have a comment in the public comments about one of our listeners said something about, you know, her ugly comments and her tactics and her strategies make her want to throw up. And I'm like, well, yeah, it makes me want to slap her, but I'm not going to do that.
Slap her in a good way.
Yeah. Like, you know, just only just to, like, you know, shake some sense into her and you make her see the evil, see her ways. Right. But
yeah,
only be doing it out of the goodness of my heart, and it's a good thing she doesn't live nearby me, so anyway, for me perhaps. I don't know, I was like, what do I want to talk about? I think, you know, there's a bunch of things I think I want to talk about. One of the things that's just really challenging for me, and you know, some of the craziness that this current administration is doing within, you know, gutting Medicaid, gutting healthcare, the recent decision that RFK made to, remove many of the vaccines that might have thimerosal in them, so that, like, taking them off the vaccine schedule, which means that once you take it off vaccine schedules, insurance companies don't have to reimburse it for anymore. So then what that means is, like, Medicaid and all the other private insurance companies won't pay for vaccines for children and people who want them legitimately. There's, there's a good, I don't know how many people, let's say a third of the nation, or I don't know what the vacciner sort of like community looks like, but but, you know, a portion of the nation doesn't want vaccines, right? And it's like, well, you shouldn't just decide that it's not important to have and take it off the schedule, and so, like, me, like, leaving it to, you know, the other half of the nation, or the other two thirds of the nation that does want vaccines and does want their children to be protected of these things and doesn't want them to sort of, like, you know, get sick and possibly die from, you know, preventable and communicable diseases that are treatable and such. Like, why would you think that that's an okay thing? Just take it off of, find another way of maintaining people's access to it while allowing people that don't want to have their children vaccinated able to do that. Like, find another way to do that.
Yeah.
Like, make it so that people have choice, right? But also the thing that's really problematic in this whole discussion around vaccines is that Native people, and this is true for us here in the state of Minnesota, and probably also, I would imagine, likely in many other Native communities across Turtle Island, we have some of the lowest rates of vaccines and immunizations for our children and for our most vulnerable people, which is problematic because
this will make it even worse for us. This will make it even harder for us to, for the people that do want vaccines to get that accomplished, because they're not going to be covered by insurance. And we also have really, really high rates of poverty, and we have really high, already many, many tremendously difficult challenges around accessibility, right? And so it's like, it's, and I guess one of the things for me is like, you know, I hope that there's a time, I hope that there's a time when we return to a period in politics where we expect the people who we elect to office to either have a functioning intellectual brain, and if they don't have that, that the bare minimum they have people around them as advisors who actually have a functioning brain and who can make good decisions, good sound decisions, not just for the one or two people in their particular district, but people like, people need to recognize when they make these decisions, they're not just impacting the two or three or four people in their own district that might have a thing. They're impacting people across the entire United States. It's like you're representative for your area, but your impact is felt broadly. And your lack of being able to make good, sound decisions based on science, like Robert RFK's decision around some of his vaccine decisions, especially the ones around thimerosal, are like completely flawed. It's like he didn't actually read the research. He just, he read like two or three lines in the abstract and then formed an opinion, you know?
And it's really scary for the nation, honestly. I think we're going to see a lot of kids get sick, and there's going to be outbreaks in areas, and some of these things that and kids one get vaccinated of, for, there's no cure for.
Well, and they will actually, it'll be really expensive for people who don't, you know, here's the thing. This, I will tell you, is the thing that really pisses me off. So if we're going to get real, Miss Coulter, the thing that really pisses me off is that, you know, like, remember back in the pandemic, Trump was downplaying the vaccine, and he was downplaying all this stuff. And yet when he got sick, he got the treatment, right? He got the treatment. He took the treatment. He took the vaccines. He took all the things. And it's like, I love when rich, white, wealthy people, like, you know, just go after a thing and, like, you know, torpedo it and kill it. And yet they have the resources to pay $1,000 or $100 or $200 or $300 for the vaccines that they might want and that they might need for themselves or their children or the people that they value. But the rest of the nation who can't afford those things, who don't have resources to pay, you know, $1,000 for, like, you know, all of their children to get vaccinated for something that is really important for them to be vaccinated against. That to me is the thing that's unconscionable and pisses me off.
Well, didn't RFK admit
wealthy people will be able to make that choice, right?
Yeah, RFK Jr. admitted that all his children were vaccinated.
Yes, he's vaccinated.
Yeah, you know.
And I guess I don't know. Maybe he's the living evidence that getting vaccinated does mean that you're not less intelligent. I don't know, but I've been vaccinated and I'm pretty, I think I could probably stand toe to toe with him in the intelligence ring.
Absolutely.
Oh no,
you're much smarter.
Please don't insult yourself, Dr. Stately.
Yeah.
Don't insult yourself.
I know. What? Yeah. I just, their big play is a racist play. And, you know, I've seen some reports lately. Well, and
like, yeah. And I think what people need to wake up to, and I think this is what people need to get loud about and be angry about and pissed off about and be really upfront about, is that, like, this is not about them. So all the cuts in education, all the cuts in healthcare, all the cuts in all those access, what it means is that Black, Brown and Indigenous people and poor white people will suffer tremendously. They'll start to die at much faster rates. not having them educated means that they won't understand their civil rights. They won't understand the Bill of Rights. They won't understand the importance of the Constitution. They already don't understand how the democratic process works, or how the, they just, when you make the effort to make people incompetent, unintelligent, like if you dummy down the nation specifically, you can control them. Mm-hmm. Right. And what it is, it's just another way to sort of it's a different form of genocide, quite frankly.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we talked earlier about the Republicans are being referred to as the American Fascist Party by media across the world. And so we're going to start calling them that, too.
Yeah. And what's sad is that there's a whole group of people, a very large group of people, who are Republicans who don't agree with the things that are happening, but right. Their voices are silenced as well, right?
Right.
So you got the crazy people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few other people who all, do you remember the thing where she did that whole, I wish I had saved the TikTok because I really loved, I would get a chuckle out of it all the time. Remember she was on the house floor and she was wearing a mink jacket and she was screaming and losing her mind. I was this is which district do you represent again? Do all the people in your district wear minks or just you?
Right.
mink coat. It's And the disconnect between their ability to their ability to have any humanity whatsoever is just heartbreaking. But after I get past the heartbreak, it just infuriates me.
Well, we have a slew of representatives in Minnesota that voted for this big, beautiful bill, too. And they should be held accountable, too, because it's going to hurt rural areas right away.
Yeah. So when you think about and you look at the state of Minnesota and you see all the blue parts of Minnesota, it's all in the urban areas, right? Mm-hmm. And all the outstate areas that have a lot of farmland and a lot of rural areas, heavily red, right? Mm-hmm. And all those places, the safety net places for those folks for healthcare is FQHCs and community health centers that are trying to serve their needs and their communities and all their relatives. And those places are going to suffer. They're going to suffer tremendously. They're likely to close, right? Yeah. And so when you're sitting in the middle of nowhere in northern Minnesota and you're a Republican and you voted to gut healthcare and you're lying in your bed trying to find someone who can come help you and take care of you as you're, dying from something that was communicable and preventable, I hope you think about I really wish I had thought through that vote differently.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, Dr. Stately, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you got to run and pick up the kids, but we really appreciate you stopping in and speaking your truth.
I actually don't have to pick them up. They're 18. They can figure it out.
Hey, well then, maybe we'll keep you another segment then.
Yeah, I'll just eat some popcorn while I wait for you.
Okay. Stay with us.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time, and it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart. hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/heart-beats.
What does it mean to begin? Creation Story explores Native origin stories through powerful contemporary art, connecting past and present with every brushstroke in sculpture. Explore how identity, culture, and resilience are shaped through art. Creation Story, now at All My Relations Arts through July 26th. This exhibition invites you to the heart of the Ochate Shikoin storytelling, where spiritual relatives guide the way. Open to all. Learn more at allmyrelationsarts.org. Experience the beginning. Experience Creation Story at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunt.
No.
Oh.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, Native American Community Clinic CEO and our friend. And we were getting a little heavy there, Dr. Stately. Wendy and I were talking during the break, and we appreciate that because it is going to happen, and it is happening. And what does that do for everybody else, too, when clinics in rural areas close? It raises everybody's insurance, too. So it's just a cyclical kind of thing happening to this whole country, except the 1%, the 813 billionaires that got a tax break.
Is there 813 of them?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I could be crazy. Call me crazy. Other people out there. You know, maybe Elon Musk and his third party is going to do something to help us.
You're crazy.
Ooh, he's so mad. You know what? You might have a thought there. He's so mad at Trump right now. He might.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get deported he does this.
Well, you know, and Trump's going to cancel all his contracts now.
Is that what just came out?
That's what he said the other day on Truth Social. Maybe I'll just have Doge take a look at your contracts.
Wow.
Dr.
Stately is eating popcorn, Wendy.
He is eating popcorn.
I'm eating Grapes.
Grapes. Okay.
All right. That's better than popcorn. That's healthy.
Healthier than popcorn.
Healthier. Popcorn's not really unhealthy.
Well, it depends on the kind of butter and lots of salt you put on it.
Yeah.
Douse it in butter and, you know.
I've been eating skinny popcorn, or what's that called?
I'll eat the skinny pop, but I'll buy the big family bag and eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been eating skinny popcorn forever, and I'm not losing any weight. I'm not going to eat
skinny. I know.
Jeez. And I don't eat it.
The same thing when you drink smart water.
Oh, it didn't make me smarter. And the skinny, I don't eat the skinny popcorn, and I'm skinny.
So he thinks. He's looking in a skinny mirror.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Happy anniversary, honey.
Yeah, just had her anniversary, it seems like. I don't know.
It's over.
It's 24.
We're going on 25.
It's 24.
We're on 25th season.
Dr. Stately, it's 24 years. 24 years, and it feels like 24 minutes underwater. Oh, wow.
Well, I was going to say, it's all about choices. You know, if you wanted to be skinny, you could go back to smoking like a chimney again and having all the cigarette butts in your ashtray.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Then she's got to kiss you.
Yeah, she won't. When I met her and picked her up at the airport, I did a sharp turn and my ashtray just spilled all over, and I thought it was over then. But she smoked then too.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I quit smoking?
No,
and we'd love to hear it.
No. So how I quit smoking, it's so funny because I I do research into smoking cessation. I have projects in it. doing all these things, all these strategies to quit smoking. And I always tell my friends and me, my research projects, I'm like, well, how I quit smoking was none of this worked for me, actually. But I went on a date with this really hot guy that I met when I was living in LA. I met him at a disco, and I had a date with him like a couple days later. And then I showed up for the date at a coffee shop, and I had just been sick. I had been a little sick for a couple of days. I had a cough, so I didn't smoke at all during those days because I thought I just didn't want to smoke. So I show up for coffee, and we're talking, and he goes, we're talking about the things that we do and we don't do, and what we like and what we don't like. And he goes, do you smoke? He goes, because I won't date a smoker.
Oh.
And I was like, me? I don't smoke. No. I could get away with it because I hadn't smoked for 2 or 3 days because I was sick. Oh. He was that hot that I went home and I threw my carton of cigarettes away and I was like, okay, I'm done smoking.
And that was it? You really stopped?
Yeah. Never smoked.
Wow.
No, yeah. Nicorette gum, no patches, mm-mm. Nothing. Mm-mm. You no. Just stopped because you had a hot guy.
About motivation. He was pretty hot. And we didn't stay together for very long. We stayed together for 6 years and then broke up. But you know, I can thank him for not being a smoker. That's
wow. That's awesome.
That's a great story.
That is a great story. I used to take off my patch and have a smoke and then slap that baby right back on my shoulder and really go on to teach high school.
You're one of the few people that I know that is smart enough to take the patch off. I've had people that I know, some of them are relatives, that actually smoke with the patch on and get so sick. They'd be like, I'm so sick. I'm like, yeah. Because you got like twice the amount of nicotine.
Yeah, nicotine poisoning.
Well, you know how I did it, and I think it's 18 years now, huh, Wendy?
Oh, I don't know.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. Is that I did, when Chantix first came out, I tried it. I was so desperate. I tried to quit smoking so many times.
Well, this is a really important topic, and now that we're going to finish up this episode, I'm going to say this really quickly. Nicotine is being disguised as these, Have you and any of your kids or any of the youth been doing these things, these nic bumps? You know, the little things that are like these little pouches of nicotine that you pop in your mouth, put under your tongue. Really powerful, really, really potent nicotine. and they're flavored. They have like peppermint flavor, spearmint flavor, bubblegum flavor, this flavor, that flavor. They got all these like, man, you can get them in all kinds of things. It's like crazy making because it's like, there's the amount of nicotine that's in one of those bump pouches is about 2 or 3 cigarettes.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
But here's the thing. So like, they outlawed things like flavored cigarettes. They outlawed flavored vapes and stuff like that for you. But now these young people are going and buying these, they're called nic bumps. They're called nics.
Wow. Heard of them.
Yeah. And the thing is, in the Great Plains area, so the upper Midwest, like which we're at, we have some of the highest rates of lung cancer from smoking and smoking and tobacco-related products in our communities. We have, get lung cancer and die from lung cancer at a rate that is significantly higher than the rest of the population. So,
if your
relatives are using those products, you might want to really think twice about whether or not.
So that's a product that's sold at a tobacco store.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. It's
sold also at gas stations and stuff.
And anybody could go in and buy it, like a kid. Well, 18,
I think you have 18. To be 21 and over, but I've seen a lot of 16, 17, and 18-year-olds.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's so addicting. Nicotine is so addicting. It is.
And I'm okay with like threatening my kids if they try it. I'll be like, if you're going to go ahead and try that, I'll just rip your lungs out right now. I was like, it'll save me a lot of heartache and a lot of money. Spending.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.